Hey, everybody. It's Fuck Off. Joe Bartnick here, going solo. The great Fraser Smith, our captain, the OG, the original six, his mom has a little issue, and he's back in Detroit Hockey Town taking care of her. She's doing okay, but, you know, she's up there, and Fraser just wanted to be back with her. So we wish him and his family all the best. And Johnny Bench is also playing hurt, so probably he's a game-time decision on the tweet. But so Johnny's playing hurt, and it's just me. So everyone who wants to hear me more, enjoy. Everyone who wants to hear Fraser more, I apologize. Big news happened. Oh, first of all, the fans, as you know, I was out with Bill, and we went to Minneapolis. Great fans of Minneapolis and, of course, Chicago. Some of the best people in the world in Chicago. Great times, rock and roll clubs, good eating, and just great hockey towns, both of them. And everywhere I went with for the last 2 weeks, me and Fraser and Johnny Bench really appreciate all the love you gave us. So now, big news in the NHL. Of course, the great the kid, the next one, Connor McDavid, broke his clavicle. Sliding into the board, actually on a penalty kill. For those of you that don't like to see superstars penalty killing, that's in your craw. I'm a guy who does, because look at what Gino can do, especially look at what Lemieux used to do, especially look at what Messier used to do, and right now look what Jonathan Toews does. So I put people out there to make plays. But here is Clavicle against, guess who? Yeah, the Philadelphia Flyers. And it wasn't a cheap play, but, you know, did you really have to ride the kid into the board, sit on him for an extra couple seconds? But, of course, that's Flyer hockey. What was funny, what was interesting was Peter Chiarelli had to go out there and, you know, make a statement that, you know, what was going on and the sadness in his eyes and the tail of the whole organization. But it was also the same night or the day after I'm surprised no one said, hey, you see what Tyler Sagan did last night. What about that? You know, what's scarier, the McDavid injury or that Sagan trade? What gives you bigger nightmares? But I guess I know that Patrick Kane came back from this injury in like 2 months, but Patrick Kane, and they had the playoffs coming up. I think you sit McDavid until he's 100% better. I really don't see the point in rushing him back because they're playing pretty good hockey. But we'll get to them in a bit. The Amazonas. Other big news and notes. Shin DeCaplan's not here for some reason. Brian Bickle, Big Bickle, friend of the show. He's just a great guy. He got sent down to Rockford, Illinois. Who's famous in Rockford? Of course, Cheap Trick, the Dream Police are from Rockford. But you don't want to be there. Moving up from Rockford, though, Marco Dano. He said Marco would make the club out of training camp. He did not, but poor Mr. Bickle. His $4 million means he's probably going to be staying in the AHL, unfortunately. I mean, I'd take him in a heartbeat, but what are you going to do? He's making $4 million, and he can't squeeze $4 million of unproductivity. Except maybe the Carolina Hurricanes will fit right in with the Stahl brothers. always picking on the Stahl brothers. Other news and notes, Kelly from Boston, their nice two-way center, third and fourth liner, assistant captain, winner, cup winner. He is out 6 to 8 months. Ugh. Not good on that, but just when the Boston starts getting rock and roll a little more, he's up. How long does it take? And that means they're bringing Max Talbot up. Max Talbot is up. So ladies, men, hide your women. Ladies, hide your daughters. Max Talbot is now in Boston for the Bruins. And also, other news, how long did it take to call this? Alexander Semin has worn out his welcome just about by Halloween with Michael Therrien. And he is a healthy scratch for Les Habitants. Two other media notes. One, how great was it that the Mets went to the World Series? Not that we don't love Howie Rose, but here, Jig McDonald making the calls. That's just fabulous. That's just fabulous. Jigs McDonald calling Islander hockey. If that doesn't make you happy, you're a Ranger fan. But there you go. And the other thing, we always love Catherine Tappan, but I'll tell you something. Jamie Hirsch is working on us. He's nailing them. Great stuff on NHL on the Flight, standing up the nice outfit. Jamie Hirsch is working on us, but we still love Catherine Tappan. We saw Catherine the other night just giving it to Milbury. It was fabulous. And real quick before we get to the teams, one quick note. Junior is 2 best goaltenders in hockey right now. Well, you say Price, you say the King Lundqvist, you say Jonathan Quick. Right now, statistically, it's Carey Price's backup, Condon, and the flower, Marc-Andre Fleury. That is, in 239 minutes, Condon given up 6 goals and a 1.50 goals against. The Flower, in 596 goals, has given up only 17 behind him at a 1.71 clip. Now, we always say that you got to be in by Thanksgiving. If not, it's really hard to get in the playoffs. We are already past Halloween, and since there's no captain, I'm going to go. I'm going to run down the list of every team in order of their standing, how they're looking, what's going on. We'll touch on every team. Some weeks we don't touch on every team. So we're going to touch on every team this week while the captain's not around. And give you an update, see if you can be looking ahead to Thanksgiving or wishing you had 3 more months. All right, well, as promised, we're going to go through every team in the league in the standing. One month in, a little cruise, a look at the buffet of what's going on. On top, we'll start with the Metro, the one near and dear to my heart. On top of the Metro is your Eastern Conference finalist from last year. No surprise here, really, is the New York Rangers. And I'll tell you, first of all, why they have 18 points. What sticks out about the Rangers right now is Hank showed up in September. The King, Henrik Lundqvist, he came to play, and he's looked really good. He's like solid. He's making all the standard saves, and then even some more. His backup has played well, and basically they're just top notch goaltender. Now the guy that you love to hate, the guy you'd want on your team, a guy that obviously used to get Sidney Crosby fits, and then even gave it to the great Alexander Ovechkin last night, literally in the nuts. Mark Stahl has really turned himself into an old school 1970s, 1980s defenseman. He's kind of taken that second pairing mantle, and really just he's a stopper. He gets under people's skin, he gets under city, he does get under Ovi's skin. I mean, what more can you say? I mean, I don't know if it's because he goes up for the summer and he's going to sell them a ring, but he's stepping up. Of course, we love Klein. We've always loved Klein. He should be his partner. I think they still throw the skirt up in there, or Boyle, that old man. The other guy's playing hard for the A's coming on, and you gotta love the rookie Oscar Lindback. Where did the Rangers find him? I can't believe Glenn Staver is scouring the world looking for talent. Unless it's in an Irish bar in Manhattan, but. Oscar Lindbergh playing swell, and of course the great Max Zuccarello with the mad hat trick last week. The mad hatter. Second place with 18 points in the Metro is your New York Islanders. And let me tell you something. They're the same team they were last year, basically, except Ross Nielsen's playing a little better. Tavares is making all the big goals, although he's just under the blue right now. But he is skating, so he should be he should be back. And they're just the same old fun Islanders team with a lack hanging in there playing good goal. Because let's face it, Tomas Greif is not the answer at number 2. He let Buffalo beat him. Now Buffalo's playing better this year, but Greif is a skip. So Halak The one Kulak plays, they're right there. But I, you know, they still have the best fourth line in hockey. And Johnny T, John Tavares, get well soon. At number three, with 16 points, is the Washington Capitals. Ovi's being Ovi. I mean, he definitely went dog it under his skin, but what's he now, like two goals away from being the number one Russian ever? He still scored anyway, even though he got under his skin, but he's just a great hockey player. And I'll tell you, the guy that's just insane is Kunetsov. Saturday night, he won a game by himself by just kind of going around the world Fedorov style. Just kidding, running, or actually Malkin style, around the world, and boom, just buries the shot. Just fantastic kid, a fantastic player, and they're getting contributions from their the guys they brought in too. Like Oshie just gets right in, he makes it from the puck in the net, and so is Justin Williams. So things are good with the Capitals. I mean, they kind of, you know, they didn't play so good against the Rangers, but. Actually, he didn't play so good against number 14 in the Metro. The Pittsburgh Penguins, who after a horrible start, and, you know, I took a lot of heat from everybody, have won seven of their last eight. Now, of course, that's a lot to do with the Flower. It has a lot to do with Gino and Phil Kessel. It has nothing to do with Crosby, who still can't even take a pass. He can't make a pass. I don't know what's wrong with his head bothering him. He's got personal problems. I don't know. Sid, dear God, go to the net. And don't play the circle on the power play. But the cool thing is, now that, besides Kessel and Gino, other guys are warming up. I mean, we have Lovejoy just scored. You have Hornquist scored the other night. Benino's warming up. Kunitz is warming up, finally. Cooper's back. And the main guy that got back, or they got new, but he's new to our team, is Eric Fair. A goal and assist his first game. Out of the chute. Just a big guy, third, fourth liner, exactly what the Penguins needed. And, things are good. What's funny, though, is I am in Pittsburgh as we tape this, and it's like doom and gloom. It's 7-8 because, Syndicate is at the top of the scoring rate. People think the Penguins aren't doing so good. And what a doom and gloom for a team that just won 7-8 in Pittsburgh. And the great people of Pittsburgh need to relax. And, you know, it's going to be a long run. It's going to be a long season. Long season. And, you know, and just relax. But once again, just one defenseman. We're one defenseman away. One defenseman away. A big surprise team, nipping on the heels of the Pittsburgh Penguins, is the New Jersey Devils. And I think the biggest surprise of the Devils is Schneider. Schneider has stepped in the number one role. He's finally kind of lost him. Thrown off the shadow of Brodeur, and he's playing well. He's winning games, stacking up dubs, backing the dubs, and that's what they need. I mean, you know, they need. When you have decent talent, you gotta have good goaltending. And a shout out to Zajac is playing well. Zajac is playing very well, and Palmieri looks like a nice pickup. You know, I mean. Let me tell you, Shiro is a good GM. Shiro's a good GM. That team is getting better. I mean, even just being Bobby Farnham, just kind of breaking the mold of the beautiful Bobby Farnham. You know, he's not going to score. I mean, he's going to screw things up a little bit. You know, we're running around, hit some people, just cause mayhem. Kind of break that, you know, boring New Jersey, you know, I'm boring, three cups boring, but, you know, Shiro's mixed it up, but Schneider. Really, really stepping up there at 13 points. Tied with 10 points are the Carolina Hurricanes, riding Cam Ward. I mean, they got 10 points, just, you know, they're winning with Ward, and the other Raft is playing okay. We won't spend too much time on them until they trade the Stahl brothers, sorry, Captain Rod. But at number, with 10 points, is the Philadelphia Flyers. You know, they had a couple of big games there. You know, of course, Philly was planning the parade by the Rocky statue, but it wasn't meant to be. I think I said this. I've definitely said this talking to Bert on the bus when we watched the highlights. They're just not the Flyers. I mean, people are camping. I mean, Mason's kind of back to being Steve Mason, or kind of back to being whatever Flyer goaltender is, like up or down. but there are people sitting in the blue paint. People are scoring in the blue paint and standing there and looking at it like a home run shot, like admiring their shots, where I can't remember a Flyer team that wouldn't come through with a cross check of a skull. But you're capping the cowardly line, Claude Giroux. Still racking up his points. So what does he care? I don't know. You know what's interesting is now Simmons is kind of in a funk. So he'll probably get traded. Probably not to a team I like. And maybe come back to the Kings, I guess. I don't know. But Simmons kind of in a funk, so I'm sure they'll find a way to trade him. After kind of a promising start, the Flyers, kind of back to being the Flyers over the last couple of years. So, joy for everybody else, but not in Philly. It's like kind of no heart and soul. I mean, believe me, the Penguins have very little heart and soul half the time. But that was never, ever a question in Philly. Now it seems to be. Now, down in the gutter, we're in no man's land. The Columbus Blue Jackets, people thought Turner would come in and change everything. And, he benched Johansson, and I don't know. I think he's a kid, a big contract. He's got some skill, but he doesn't seem to be a Kopitar or a Taves or a Parisi. I'm trying to think of the young leader kids. They got big contracts that kind of stepped up. I don't know if I'd he probably hates Tortorella anyway, so I don't know if I'd look to move him. I know the people, I'm sure the Twitter will be blowing up next week or as soon as people hear this, but he's kind of guy, he seems to be a jerk off more than he seems to be a player, but they got all the guys around him. Because now you get Saad scoring. And now you got Scotty Hartnell scoring. So the hired assassins, the French Foreign Legion is working for him. You got Boone Jenner. He's already wearing the A. I don't know, you might be able to find a sucker. You might be able to find a sucker for your Hanson and just kind of get that stench or whatever's wrong with that team gone all the time. So that's my thoughts on the Metro. So as we speak, right now, I think wild card, the Pittsburgh's in the wild card, but in the playoffs, the Rangers, the Islanders, the Washington, that's pretty much who I call white, Pittsburgh, and then the Rangers and the Cards. So it's right there. Those are the top four. That's the way I saw them early, and I pat myself on the back. That's kind of what we thought would happen. But a little tap of the stick in New Jersey, playing a little better than we thought, and I didn't think Columbus would be. I didn't think Tortorella would be coaching Columbus and before Halloween. But now this team, there's no stench on at all, and that is the Montreal Canadiens with 23 points. Now they're stumbling a little bit now. They lost the Oilers, they lost to Vancouver, they just lost at home last night. But talk about it, you got the best goaltender in the world, Carey Price. Your backup is playing better than everybody else in the league. And you're getting it from everybody. You're getting it from Fleischer. You're getting it from Gallagher. You're getting it from Pacioretty. You're getting it from Dale Weiss and a hat trick. Dale Weiss is playing the power play. I mean, it's rolling out all cylinders for Montreal. I mean, people are saying they might be a winger away because they benched Simon. They didn't need Simon. What I think is if they can get our guy back from the guy from Vancouver, the big lug, he can play a little bit for the playoffs. I think they're in really good shape. They're just getting scoring from everywhere. I mean, up and down the lineup, and that's what great teams do. They just score from everywhere. They literally score from everywhere. So Zach Cassian, they get Zach back in early in the up and up. I mean, Platanic scoring, like I said, Gallagher. It was also impressive is their penalty killing. Torrey Mitchell, Brian Flynn. They're a full team. I mean, they're a penalty killing to be screwed in. I know it's supposed to carry twice or Cosby, but they have 23 points. Surprise at number 14, or with 14 points, is the Ottawa Senators. very surprising. It kind of did it with Mears a little bit. I kind of a little bit like last year. I mean, Turris is playing great, and of course you have, you know, their superhuman defenseman who doesn't play defense. He's more like an offense. Hoffman was out, Ryan's waking up, Zibanejad's playing. I love Peugeot. Peugeot can play on my team any day. Carlson is a machine. If he teams up with Mathai, it's like one or two powers activate. And Craig Anderson, as we just read about the hamburger, Craig Anderson is playing so solid in that. That they're actually tied with Tampa Bay Lightning with 14 points. And Tampa Bay has not clicked on any cylinders, except for the guy who people know I pick on. Ben Bishop has played great, and his backup, Valesky, played good. It is the start that I saw Valesky play. He played good. Gramkos is playing like a guy who's just playing so well he doesn't want to stay, or he's playing so well that he doesn't want to get paid by them. He wants to leave. One or two. I think Stamkos and my boy Kucherov are playing great. Tyler Johnson, he's still reading the threat clipping from last year. Or he's still hurt from last year. He's playing okay, but I think Bishop is playing out of his mind. I have to get Bishop to do. I really do. He's playing incredible hockey. Now, the other team besides the Penguins, it was all doom and gloom, and people were on sale, and, it was the Boston Bruins. The Boston Bruins have come back, and now they're right there with 13 points, the Boston Bruins. My sleeper pick on my fantasy team, which we're talking about, David Krejci. Krejci is lighting it up. He's making behind-the-back passes at the blue line. And the other guy that's really kicking it is Brad Marchand. He's going to make two goals in the course of a five-minute major. It was a weak board, but it was a board. It was a team. He's under the rack. You know, when Marchand is scoring and he's taking stupid penalties or mean-spirited penalties, he's back. I mean, Boston, for the people who wanted to get up on Boston and wanted to trade Chara, or anybody else, they're going to be around. Because of Tuukka Rask. Tuukka Rask is playing great. Great in net. What's funny, though, was like Marchand hit Kulikov, and that's the guy that went out and ruined Tyler Seguin's knee in a strange twist of fate. Now, our captain's team, the Detroit Red Wings, is great fans in Detroit. The city fun city of the Fox Theater. Other than Dylan Larkin, who's playing incredible hockey, they kind of hit a skid a little bit there. They're playing just bad enough to lose. And Mazarek has fallen off. Jimmy Howard is the number one netminder now, and he's earned it. Jimmy's playing much better than Mazarek. So they're right there in the mix. They haven't, they're what, one point out of a playoff spot. And the Witch should be coming back. The Witch should be back. And he always is always like, the Witch is up, and then he just appears. He's the Witch. So he's the Witch. And people ask me in a couple of times, who's the Witch? Well, the Witch is Pavel Datsyuk because he has those skills in the Witch that like Yager has, Fedorov, Malkin. And, of course, the great switch of them all, Mario Lemieux. Speaking of which, as we were out, Yager, I guess, had a little dinged up. And he was out, so the Florida Panthers dropped to only having 12 points. Kind of slipping away there. They're losing games they should win. And it hasn't been, they need to step it up. Maybe Yager is kicking the pants. Or just him being there helps them out. But they're a young team. I picked them to make the playoffs. Let's get it going. A team I got to give a tap of the stick to is the Buffalo Sabres. We make a lot of jokes at Ronda Rousey's expense for his DUIs or whatever, or his one incident. Maybe he was on a Xanax or whatever he ran through at Tim Hortons. But he's leading the Buffalo Sabres, and they got 10 points. The Sabres are not an awful hockey team. And Jack Eichel, now Eichel's guaranteed the rookie of the year. Not that those guys haven't played well, but McDavid is the out. So Matt Molson, he was putting the puck in the net a little bit. And the guy that, you know, in total, like, 1970s, almost like a slap shot name, or Rasmus Ruotsalainen. You gotta love that name. Especially when Dana's gonna have to, I actually have to fight LA and teach us all how to say all these names. But, yeah, Buffalo, a little better than it could be. I thought they'd be terrible.
You know who is terrible? That's the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, I thought they'd be bad, but I thought Babcock could squeeze a little bit more out of them. But I mean, they're terrible. I mean, first of all, I thought Bernier, when he went from LA to Toronto, he could actually do them a goaltender. He has not, and so the job is Reimer's. It's Reimer's job. Babcock has to just know that Reimer's the goaltender. He's playing him more, and that he deserves the job. I mean, Leupold's playing a little better. Komarov's playing a little better. But in general, I mean, those guys, Kadri and all those underachievers, they just stink. We'll give Babcock his 5-year plan. But that's it for the East. Now let's move out to the murderer's row of the Central Division. I mean, it's the 27 Yankees. On top of Murderer's Row is the Dallas Stars. Yes, your Dallas Stars. The great Lindy Ruff. What did we say? You give Lindy a goaltender, the defenseman or two, boom. I mean, first of all, Niemi's come in, he's played great. He's pushing Lettinen. No longer is Lettinen let one in, Lettinen. He's standing up. He's letting me even be keeping number one job. You never know. But they're both playing well. And he's getting contributions from everyone. He brings in Sharp. Sharp's scoring some goals. He's back-checking. He shows Betsa how to back-check. And it's just, you got the third line guys. You got you got Antoine Roussel. Yes, I know sometimes they call him Dominic. And what's funny about that is I don't even think of Dominic the Flyer goalie. I think of Dominique, the chick who I think played goaltender for the Atlanta Flames, the practice game or something like that. But Roussel scoring, it being his nasty self. And then of course you have this year's Batman and Robin. This year's gets off a tape. This year's guys that do everything, Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin. I mean, Jamie Benn's probably is right now the MVP of the league. You know, he's right in there with, John Tavares and Jonathan Tate. And then you got Tyler Seguin. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, just his wristers, his hat trick against Boston. They don't make the people in Boston cry. I mean, he's an amazing player. Coming in second, and with 17 points, I believe Boston has, I believe Dallas has 20. Coming in second is St. Louis with 17. Yeah, Captain Kangaroo is doing it with so many injuries. Stastny's hurt. Berglund's hurt. Schwartz is hurt. Shattenkirk was hurt. But you know what they do have? They do have Vladimir Tarasenko, who is the human highlight film. He's the Dominic Wilkins of the NHL. He's give him the C. Enough of this David Backus, we play heavy, slow hockey. Captain Kangaroo, get in the 21st century. I mean, what's Backus ever won? And then and I think Backy should be moved. Let the young kids start playing. You get that Paranek, Colton, he's up there. But really the main thing, finally, and I know it's not the spring yet, but finally is Jake Allen is playing great net. Jake Allen is making big saves. He's winning games. He's not just, winning games because St. Louis is playing kangaroo. Stand in front of no one gets a shot off, Allen's playing great in net. So, tap of the stick to Allen. He's earned it. He's taken the job away from Elliott. Elliott hasn't even played that bad. And coming in third with 16 points, the much maligned Minnesota Wild. I pick on him, but you know what, Zucker. That guy Zucker, he's scoring some big goals for them. Of course, I always love a Nita Ryder. And you got Zach Parise, the leader, the winner that he is, and Mikko Koivu. Yeah, I mean, I know if you're in the East or the West, East Coast, you probably think, I thought that guy retired 7 years ago. And, yeah, no, not Saku. That guy didn't need to. His little brother. Of course, the Big was playing well. You know, Doobie's playing all right in net. And, you know, they're going to be around. They're behind you. I would like them a hell of a lot more if they had a defenseman besides Parisi that wasn't just a little bit above average. Just another guy that can anchor a second pairing, a guy that could, you know, or just play a ton of minutes with Suter. But until then, they're right there. And Ty, I think it's Ty for third. The great Nashville Predators. I mean, you talk about teams at the defense. They got Weber and Yossi and Seth Jones. You see Weber's shot the other night. I mean, it was the old Crystal Gale blew by you, and scoring for them as always. The kid Phil Forsberg, and he's setting up the master of disaster. Yes, daylight saving time. James Neal's on a tear. It's not the playoffs, but Neal's playing great hockey. And, of course, it's all led by Pekka Rinne. But I think they need to get some more secondary scoring from their, like, the Smiths and the Wilsons of the world. But they're right there as tied for third, number four. Now, the interesting thing is fifth and sixth is 15 points and 14 points are the two teams I picked to be at the top. And they're playing really great, but that's how tough this division is. Excuse me, 15 points. The Winnipeg Jets, who have one of the best first lines in hockey with Ladd, Little, and Wheeler. I mean, Blake Wheeler. I mean, it's funny. Boston had Blake Wheeler too, but we won't run that into Peter Chiarelli. He's had a bad enough week, even though now he's in Edmonton. But you know, they had a great second line. I mean, Scheifele at center and Ehlers, the captain, loves Ehlers. That kid can fly. He's got hands. What a great first and second line. And their defense, of course, is huge, powerful, led by, you know, Tyler Myers, Big Buff, Truba. You know, the names are all familiar to everybody. But Pavlik's playing really good, solid net. Hutch had a bad game Sunday, but Hutchinson's playing good in net. You're thinking, well, how the hell is Winnipeg, you stormed the East, being the season, just stormed the East, kicked ass all over New York. How are they in fifth? And you think, well, who's in sixth? The Chicago Blackhawks are in sixth. How is Chicago Blackhawks in sixth? I mean, especially you got Jonathan Tate. He's like, he's Toby Bryant. He scores anytime the game's on the line, boom, he scores. Kane is on a mission. He had off-season problems, which maybe the final nail in that coffin for is, I guess, the chick, you know, whatever. She's now not helping the police. So, I think Kane's in good shape there. But then again, Panarin's playing well. The young rookie, he's up there with the big boy. Tara Vinen, are you kidding me? I mean, that's why they had I didn't care if they lost Saad. I mean, they're just a machine, Stan Bowman. Of course, having Duncan Keith out hurts, but Seabrook's taking up a lot of that. Jarmerson, you always love Jarmerson. And then you got, you know, Swedberg, he's playing okay. Gustafson's playing okay. Van Riemsdyk's playing okay. Daly's had his ups and downs, and they're hanging in there. But how great the big guys were playing, Kane and Taze. It's amazing that they're actually in sixth place, 14 points. Because you watch them, you're like, oh, I mean, Garbutt's playing well. He's fitting in. They put him in the hostess spot, or the Saad spot, the spot that gets you in the Hall of Fame if you stay there. I love when Coach Q says that. Is he not keeping up with the Joneses? I guess the shortstop batting eighth or ninth for the 27 Yankees in the Central Division are the Colorado Avalanche. You know you're in bad shape when your best player is a 38-year-old guy. And I know he's a Hall of Famer, but he's doing everything for that team. And they're going nowhere. And Varlamov hasn't played that bad. I don't know what it is. I thought they would get some character guys. you know, I thought after getting some help this year with like, Soderberg and up front and Como and even Tanguay's playing okay, but there's young kids, you know, Duchesne really nothing, Landeskog really nothing, McKinnon's actually playing pretty good. Nate McKinnon's playing pretty good. I thought Boschman would help the defense. You know, I mean, Eric Johnson's putting up points. Barry's putting up points. But they're not stopping anybody. I mean, why is that's what happens when you hire a legend as your coach. Then you got to fire a legend as your coach. I don't know what's going to happen to Patrick Waugh. He'll probably outlast barbecue, but tough times in Colorado. But just, you know, 16. I mean, one of the teams is the odd man out. One of the Dallas, St. Louis, Minnesota, Nashville, Winnipeg, and Chicago will be the odd man out because probably all the two wild cards will come from Central. Out west in the Pacific, another team, much like the Penguins started slow, and Boston started very slow down the mix. But look, he's on top of the Pacific. I mean, they're much weaker than the other divisions. The L.A. Kings. The much maligned Milan Lucic, he leaves Kopitar, goes to the second line, fits in so perfectly with Jeff Carter and Tyler Toffoli. Tyler Toffoli is a star. He scores spectacular goals. He scores regular goals. He penalty kills. He's a big-time player. Played with Jeff Carter, who... Yeah, I tell you, when he was in Philly, I thought he was okay. Columbus, he bought him out. He's been nothing but spectacular and a leader in Los Angeles. And I guess Kopitar should be off a little bit now after getting roughed up by Reeves a little bit last night. But how great is it? Jonathan Quick play? Quickie's back to his old self. And then Enroth comes in and spells Quickie. Plays stellar goal as well. You got Muzzin. Muzzin had a terrible season last year. He's playing better. He's Dowdy's partner. There's still one defenseman away, but, you know, it is what it is. But they're playing much better. Getting, I mean, Pearson scored last night. Including the great Mike Lang, Pearson has scored since the seventh-grade picnic. So things are back to normal. The ship is steady in L.A. Sutter can get a little smirk on his face. Things are good. They need to get Kobe back. Kobe's our back. And Gavrik has to start scoring. Gavrik has to wake up. And Dusty looked great in the preseason. I don't know what happened now, but hey, you're in first place, and I think you can be happy. A shock to me is with I guess the Kings have 18 points. Can't read my scribble. The Vancouver Canucks. Who the hell would thought did be in second place with 16 points? And the Sedins, they found the fountain of youth, but they found a shot glass of youth. The Sutter sister, who thinks he moves to Vancouver, starts playing wing. And what more can you say about Bo Horvat? I mean, just second year in the league. Great stuff, Bo Horvat. And I guess the 10 game tryouts working out for the rookie, Vertanen. We need Dan to help us with the announcements. And McCann. Vertanen and McCann. Just boom, boom, boom. Great rookies. They're playing hard in Vancouver. It's all coming together. We'll see what they do. But right now they're in. And as we, you know, hot teams that were hot at the beginning, how about teams that were cold at the beginning? How about teams that were hot at the beginning? And now, TV San Jose's in third place, they still have 12 points. San Jose had 12 points 3 weeks ago. You can't blame the big Lebowski, the big Favowski. I love that nickname. He's doing everything. He's selling hot dogs in intermission. And you can't blame the great Brett Burns. But other than that, I mean, Tomas Hertl. I mean, Yager Jr. from 2 years ago. What have you done? You know, anything? Thornton's picking up meaning. Thornton hasn't done too much. It's a meaningless assist here and there. Marlowe's getting some meaningless, like backdoor cover, fantasy points. Not getting it done. They tell you the truth, their goaltender, Martin Jones, he's not getting it done either. No one's getting it done over there. Poor Pauly Martin. First, he left Jersey, go to the Penguins, thinking he'll win a cup in Pittsburgh. Didn't happen. Then he leaves Pittsburgh to go to San Jose, think he's going to win a cup. Pauly, you should have went to L.A. How much better? The Kings and Pauly Martin. You know I dream about that. But sorry, Pauly, you picked San Jose. They're hanging on. In fourth place, the Arizona Coyotes, the Desert Dogs. kind of coming back down to earth. You know, Domi, the adrenaline, the Duke, the hat trick, the adrenaline kind of wore off a little bit, but they're still playing pretty good hockey, much better than I thought. Meanwhile, in sixth, still playing good hockey is the Edmonton Oilers. But it happens, Edmonton, they get a coach. They're playing a little defense, get a couple defensemen. McClellan has these kids playing good. And I know they're gonna miss McDavid. But you know what? Taylor Hall's finally looking like the guy they drafted, like a winner, like a leader. Scored big old the Nuge. Nugent Hopkins is playing good. Nail, he's actually playing defense. He's actually caring. That hasn't happened in 3 years. And they're gonna get Everly back. Surprised not gonna get I wouldn't rush McDavid back. I know we only took Kane like 2 weeks or 10 games, but Jonathan Kane is amazing, and it's the playoffs, and it's the luck. Why are you gonna rush McDavid? Let him rest. But here's a guy, I'm gonna mess up his name, but Leon. He shall be Levon. You talking about rookies? He comes in 2 games, 3 goals, 2 assists. They got him rolling. McClellan's doing a nice job up there. Great people of Edmonton, don't get discouraged. It's a long process. You guys are up there. The long process is coming to a short end, or people's hopes got up for no reason. The Calgary Flames, 7 points. I hate to say I told you so, but last year was a fluke, Mr. Hartley. Now you're switching on the line. You couldn't nearly be as lucky as you were last year. Now you're switching lines, Johnny Gaudreau. You guys used to be the overachievers. The players were hard. No one was making big money. So what do you do to ruin that? You bring in the overpriced, overhyped, the all-time skirt, Dougie Hamilton. Now, Dougie makes more than half the blue line combined. He doesn't want to go in the corners. That's how that helps the team. Hiller's put on waivers. Going downhill fast in Calgary. But for Johnny Hockey's sake, I hope they turn around a little bit. But nowhere downhill as fast, or it never got going at all. Anaheim. What's funny is this is the first time Barbecue Bruce didn't have a goalie controversy. Anderson's been playing great. I mean, now Perry's fighting, trying to get a little pee and big here in his game. But now they're going to miss Getz. He's an appendicitis for 2 weeks. I don't know what's going to happen. What's happening in Anaheim? I mean, they got to wake. I mean, I can't believe Barbecue's still the coach. I guess they saved them with the win last night. Stewart, actually, the puzzle wrapped within a riddle. The guy's been everywhere. Chris Stewart finally started throwing his weight around, scoring a couple of goals. That would help. Hagelin would help if he could score. Kessler would help. Anybody would help. But maybe they just don't want to save Bruce's job. I don't know. But at any rate, that's it. So right now in your playoffs, you got Dallas. Six of these 7 teams will make it. Dallas, St. Louis, Minnesota, Nashville, Winnipeg, and Chicago. One of those will not make it, along with the Kings, Vancouver, and San Jose. Out of the money right now is your Anaheim Ducks. And like I said, there's 3 weeks. 3 weeks from now is when it's pretty much set in stone. It seems ridiculous. And I wish no one figured that out, because it's like we still have 5 more months of hockey to play. And I'm going to enjoy it all. That's what's funny about it. I was talking about in Pittsburgh how the expectation. The worst thing they ever did was say, Malkin and Crosby are going to win, 5 cups. Like LeBron style. Then they went to Pittsburgh and went, what happened? It's like, Lemieux and Yager only won 2 cups. I mean, Cage and Tane are just brilliant. And they have a much better team. So the people here can't enjoy regular season hockey. And it's a shame. But that's what it comes down to. So as you look back or ahead or, whatever you want to say, is that's what's going on in the West. To refresh the East, you got Rangers, Islanders, Washington, Pitt, Montreal, Ottawa, Tampa Bay, Boston, and Detroit slugging it out. Jaromir Jagr and your Florida Panthers looking from the outside in. Maybe that means Yogs will be to be a new Yager hair model in the stands. But that's what Yager plays for. I want to see Yager play for 15 more years. If he has to do it in living in a Florida health spa, then let it be. We'll be back with everyone's favorite part of the show, the award, after this important message. Hey, everybody, this is Joe Bartnick from Puckoff, and are you playing FanDuel? You should be. If you're playing FanDuel, you should be making money. I mean, I'm not, but I had Big Ben last week, as always, and what did Big Ben do? Three picks. Big Ben's not making me any money. I should have picked Heath Miller, 10 catches. And if my dad wears Heath's jersey, too. I should have known better. Everybody, play FanDuel. It's the leader in one-week fantasy football. The money is real. They are expecting to pay out $2 billion this year. Billion. Building a team is easy. Just pick your players, stand on the salary cap, sit back on Sunday, and watch your team win. Entry fee started just $1. Anyone can play. Last week, stock from Dallas won $250,000. That's right, $250,000 off just a $25 entry fee. That could be you. Well, Scott in Dallas, you better go buy Tyler Seguin some cocktails. Well, that might get him in trouble. You know, maybe buy him a couple lattes before the morning skate. It's never too late to join. Come and play with me every week this season over at FanDuel.com. Go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use the promo code PUCK, and sign up right now. It's a special offer for new users. Every dollar you deposit in FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Hurry. This offer ends this Friday. Don't forget to use my promo code PUCK. FanDuel.com, where you finally pays to be a fan. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. FanDuel. And use the promo code PUCK. PUCK. All right, everybody, we are back with everyone's favorite part of the show, the awards. But first, a little fantasy update with Steve Winwood. I know everyone congratulated me on good pitching David Krejci, and Krejci's on fire making blind passes at the blue line and getting away with it, unlike Rossi. But my fantasy team is in last place. Hey, my computer broke. No excuses. I can't figure out how to do it on the phone. So I'm in last. Johnny Bench and the Pandas are in ninth. And we have Rambo Terminator is in first place. I'm kind of piling on. You need Terminator and Rambo? It's kind of like having Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, or Getzloff and Perry. You know, but good for you, Rambo, Terminator. And Solstash, there's insiders. There's going to be a little insider trading. He bought me a bottle of Crown Royal Rye, which was delicious. So I'll give him the defenseman he covets once I get back to my own team. But I mean, Krejci's even playing. He's not on the bench. I can see that far. I just can't switch him up. But that's it for the fantasy report. The captain is gone this week, and there is no Claude Lemieux winner. There is no Claude Lemieux winner. The Dirtbag of the Week. Dirty deeds, contract
cheat. Dirty deeds, contract cheat. Dirty deeds and the thunder cheat. Yeah. Dirty deeds and the thunder cheat.
Dirtbag of the Week is, there's actually three. There's even no choices. There's one, so for sure, and just two right along. First of all, the fan in Pittsburgh, seen around the world. Of course, ESPN shows hockey once a night, and of course they show the fan in Pittsburgh. If you haven't seen it, you're living in a cave. But basically, Disco Dan, the old Penguin coach, caught a puck and he flipped it to a kid in the stands. Some big old fat guy grabs it from the kid and doesn't get it back. And I guess they booed him. And they yelled at the guy so much that he finally left. People are like, oh, why did someone punch him in the face? Well, you know, the tickets are like $260. sit that day. You know, I wouldn't punch someone in the face and lose a 260 third row seat myself. But and then the fans, I guess, and then the Penguins came down and gave him a shirt or a sweater and a couple pucks. It was a Crosby sweater, so the kid was probably like, yeah, give me someone to score some goals. We're going to have a Nick Bonino. Or give me Kessel. Or help me win my own tag. But it was a nice move by the Penguins. I guess the guy will never. I hope if he's a season ticket holder, he'll never go back to the seats. I don't know what's going to happen. But in other dirt ball news, because it's funny because you think something like that would only happen in Philly, but no, it happened in Pittsburgh. It's a disgrace. But you know what always happens in Philly? I don't know if you guys, you know, like the three stars in the game. It's always kind of made up and kind of it's not a real stat. It's always kind of, some towns are more fluky than others. Well, in Philly, it's always a joke. In the Philadelphia, like everything else is a joke. But they actually gave Jacob Voracek against the New Jersey Devils the third star of the game. Here is his line. 0 goals, 0 points, or 0 assists, -1. He's your third star of the game. What did he do with Philly? Did he push a girl down the steps? I don't know what he did to gain the third star of the game there, but. And another dirtball is the referee who gave Robert Bortuzzo 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike for the snow in the face of the goaltender in the very at the end of the third period when the game's on the line, and the guy was just stopping. He wasn't pulling the Brad Marsh shot like I'm gonna blow snow in his face. Bortuzzo's 6'4", 2 feet in the bottom. So another dirt bag. All right, the skirt of the week. The skirt of the week. And it's one hurt. He's a Pittsburgh kid. He's Polish. He got a little Polish blood in me. Matt Barkowski let Claude Lemieux, the cowardly line, that scoundrel from Philly, he let Claude Giroux wear him like a $7 suit from Ross Dress for Less. It was embarrassing, Barkowski. You're from Pittsburgh. You should take the butt of your stick and hit Claude Lemieux in the temple next time he does that to you. He danced around him 5 ways from Sunday. It was like John Travolta. It was sickening. But yeah, it's skirt of the week. Come on. It's Claude Giroux. Trip him. Hack him. I don't care what you do. Don't let me do that to you. We actually have an official, the captain would be proud. We actually have an official Bobby Probert, the Romano Probert award this week. And Bobby would be proud as well because it goes to a Detroit Red Wing. Yes, the Detroit Red Wings. Jonathan Erickson with a goal and a rough, not a fight, a rough against Chris Neal, a tough son of a gun, and the 10-minute game misconduct. That's close enough, and as a Red Wing, and to stand up to Neal, Erickson's not a tough guy. He gets the Bobby Probert. Three more. The big three awards are left, the Triple Crown. So, the man on the Silver Mountain, the Ronnie James Dio. We had 4 hat tricks this week. Matt Zuccarello of your New York Rangers got a hat trick, but that's not enough this week. Michael Frolik of the Calgary Flames in the Battle of Alberta against the hated Edmonton Oilers scored a hat trick. Some weeks that may have been enough. Dale Weiss, friend of the show, just a favorite of this show. The guy Vancouver threw away for a ham sandwich. The guy that stuck it to the Looch. Got a hat trick against the Calgary Flames. He's playing the power play. The great Dale Weiss with the Mad Hatter. But not this week. This week, it has to go to Tyler Seguin with the hat trick against the Boston Bruins. Sticking it back in Boston's face, I tell you what, Tyler Seguin's probably more hated than Bill Buckner right now in Boston. I mean, and like, there's a little girl, there's like a 16-year-old girl always has a sign like, I just want to see Tyler Seguin again. He goes over and flips for the puck. And after the game, he's like, meets her, and she's like almost famous, like Beatlemania. It's like Seguin's still doing promo work for the Boston Bruins. He's like doing the Make-A-Wish, or she's like, not, she's healthy, but you know. Just, I mean, the great Tyler Seguin. And his wrist shots were Rathcat, no chance. Just the man on the Silver Mountain. All right, now, the last two, the favorite two, the original two awards, the save of the week. Thank you, Cinderella. Somebody save me.
Somebody save me. I lost my job and kicked me out of my tree. Somebody save me. Save me.
The non-goalie save of the week goes to the great P.K. Subban. I think we mentioned him. Even though Montreal might be the best team in the league, I think we haven't mentioned him yet much in here. The puck was behind Condon, and he did like the GoPro, like showing how to stick handle. He made like six moves and got it out of there. He was like him and Crosby were filming a GoPro commercial, stick handling. So that was fantastic, P.K. Subban. And other saves by goalies this time, Jimmy Howard. Jimmy Howard with a much-needed save and a much-needed win, saving the bacon for Detroit against Steven Stamkos. Steven was in the circle on the power play. Bam! Jimmy Howard said no with the glove. A little ain't talking about glove. Yeah. This glove's for you. Another great save was Hans Christian Andersen on Phil Forsberg on the breakaway. And, you know, Phil's a witch. Phil Forsberg's a witch, so that's not easy. We also have Hutchinson of Edmonton on Trevor Daley to secure the win against the Blackhawks. Big win. And those teams are right there fighting neck and neck in the Central. So Hutchinson with the big save. Number one save of the week, though, and a huge save. A save that made, you know, kind of the statement of the season. The Penguins look shoddy, but stole some wins off some teams. Their MVP so far this year, the Flower, against really a nemesis. The Cap, they haven't won in Washington a long time when it mattered. And this, I know this early season was a rivalry Wednesday, and the Flower stopped arch rival Brooks Like. A huge save. But I mean, to tell you the truth, Flower made so many huge saves in that game, I could have picked 10 of them. But the Flower was the save of the week. Now we go to everybody's favorite, the Goon of the Week.
TNT,
I'm dynamite.
TNT,
I'll win the fight.
TNT,
I'm a power.
TNT,
watch me explode.
The Goon of the Week. So I'm going to pick from this time. We have our buddy Boychuk flipping over with a beautiful old school Nicholas Cronwell hip check. We always love the hip check. We love going old school. Johnny Boychuk flipped over a beautiful Bobby Farnham with the hip check. Big Buff, always a favorite here at the Goon of the Week. He had 2-1 game. He had the headshot where he probably should have got fined. I don't know about suspended. The hit on Gallagher of Montreal. But in that game, it actually was a bad pinch because it led to a Montreal shorthanded goal. He absolutely pinched and crushed Torrey Mitchell against the glass. But ended up giving Flynn the breakaway, and Flynn scored. But just a huge hit. We have Richard Clune did the same 2-1 game. You know, Dickie Clune, I don't know what he was thinking, just by his per contract, riding the buses for a couple of years. He's been in the league for a few years, but who's back in the NHL, comes up, absolutely cheap-shotted Ben, the Reverend Lovejoy, gets out of the box, or he gets away with that one, they didn't let him away. He just hit Scuderi. Scuderi's so slow he gets hit by anything. We love Scuds, but why are you picking on Scuderi? Come on, Clune. Of course, the Penguins didn't capitalize on the 5-minute power play, but he hit Scuds in the head, uncalled for. Dickey Clune, another goon of the week. And then we have the Reeves. I don't exactly know what Reeves did to Kopitar, but the Leafs find him. Maybe he went to the Crown Jewels. Then you have another Winnipeg favorite. It seems to always appear is Mr. Stewart on Mr. Shaw of Chicago, and he absolutely destroyed Shaw. And he kind of like looked at him like, "You want to do something about it?" And Shaw, you know, cooler heads prevailed. Shaw skated away, but you gotta love Stewart because he absolutely drills people, and then he'll fight to back it up. You know, unlike a lot of guys, you know, like Brooks Orpiker will drill you. You know, I don't want to fight. I don't want to do that, which I never liked. Now he's not my problem. He's in Washington. But, you know, I love the way Stewart plays. I mean, I just love the way Stewart plays, Mark Stewart. But he's right there. And then we have the Mark Stahl talking about how much he loved what he did to Ovi. Not love what he did to Ovi because I guess he went a little low. He went a little low, a little looch. He looched him a little bit, but he was in front, not from behind. A little looching everybody. Luch and the Stahl family, but getting Ovi, I guess Ovi's still strong. Get Ovi off his game. You got to have a defense that does it. You got to have a defense that does that kind of crap. And then also in the Luch department was the Jamie Benn did the Luch in the faceoff circle. Jamie Benn did the Nazem Kadri right in the nuts, which I don't think people in Toronto probably didn't even know Kadri had nuts. He's played for 3 years, but yes, he does. Because that's where Ben hit him. So, but I'm giving the goons to Mark Stahl. Maybe, you know, he's got so much sandpaper in his game the last couple years. Maybe he's taking it going home in the summer on the Stahl farm and not having a Stanley Cup ring or what. But, I love Ovi. But yeah, you got to rattle Ovi. You got to get me physical and get in his face. And, you got to do, and that's a rivalry. That's could be for the Eastern Conference right there. So those are your awards. Fun show. There'll be no Twitter this week because Johnny Bench is under the weather. He's playing hurt. He got a strep throat, so we're letting him off the hook. Frazier will be back. So next week will be double the Twitters, double the fun. Once again, I want to thank all of the great fans that came on, saw me, and with Bill. So many people came up and said they love Puck Off, and that's why we do it. That's why we do the homework on the bus. That's why Johnny Bench has strep throat and still gets it done. Especially Pittsburgh, obviously. The great people. Milwaukee doesn't even have an AHL team. Those fans were great. Puck Off people in Milwaukee, they get cigars and booze, my type of people. Minnesota, the great people. Minnesota fans, and of course, Chicago. And it was so great. I'd say Jonathan Taves and the place would go nuts. It's great. Hockey fans, great fans. And we went last week. We went to the Liars Club. Just fantastic stuff in Chicago at the Liars Club. Rock and roll, AC/DC, punk off style, AC/DC and Iron Maiden. So once again, I want to thank the fans. Thank the soldiers out there working hard for us, saving our asses. And we'll be back next week with the captain in the full show, Captain Lee in Beverly Hills. I will be in New York City. If you're in New York for the New York Comedy Festival, come and say hi. I will be at the stand a bunch soon. So this is Joe B saying, fuck off.